On the fly talk on addictions. Do forgive me for sound quality, but on the fly talk on addictions and my take on it. My name is Jonathan Fitzsimons. You can find me at empowerment.ie or Empowered Podcast, which is where this is going to end up. It's the first training of its kind, it's the first talk of its kind. I asked a question on the internet about addiction. I had some of you beautiful people interested and engaged in hearing my thoughts on it. And I said, okay, I've been very busy the last few days, so when it's coming to me now, I'm just literally getting it done. I've trained on this in the past in more detail, and for me, this is an absolute, it works without fail. Because, as most of you know, I speak in terms of energy, vibration, and energy, basically everything is energy vibrating at a certain frequency. So energy, frequency, and vibration. For anyone new, Nikola Tesla has discovered this, and Albert Einstein talked about it. It's not philosophy, it's actually physics. There's no such thing as empty space. So, just a little backstory as I go to that. Like, I've personally developed myself for the best part of 10 years. I started off having a panic attack, not knowing what to do, going to the GP. Long story short, I ended up with a psychiatrist. He told me that I was lacking serotonin. You're lacking serotonin, son. Here's a drug with a barcode that will replace the serotonin that your brain is not producing. I've come a long way since then. I've personally developed a lot, and then I realised that quote of Einstein's, you cannot solve the problem on the same level of consciousness or thinking that created it. So if we want to solve the problem, we got to change our consciousness, we got to change our thinking, we got to change how we feel. So with that being said, I have smoked weed for over 15 years. I have partied a lot in my teens and 20s. I have taken recreational drugs. I've started to smoke at a very young age. I remember practicing and getting excited when I learned how to actually inhale a cigarette. I remember practicing how to roll joints before I even had anything to put in them. Interesting, right? Most of you guys are probably going to be surprised, but I have taken air freshener only once, but I've done it as a very young boy, which was weird now to look back on how normal that actually seemed. But I've seen it and knew a girl who was trying it, and I tried it. I have also got experience with family members ending up on heroin and being around them as a child, as in my area where I come from, which I love and I'm very proud to come from there. The area in which I come from was hit by the heroin epidemic in the 90s. That's what it was called. It was called an epidemic. I was a child, but I was around it. I understand people. I always have. As I said, I've had close family members who were on heroin, and it was normal to me to see that kind of behaviour going on growing up. Normal as in, I was probably the last generation to grow up with fields, and we explored fields with horses, and there was, going into my memory now, into my childhood, but there was raw beef, because this might seem far out for some of you guys, and it might be completely normal for others, but there was robbed cars, burned down in fields, and there was motorbikes, and it was, I'm smiling, it was fun. It was really, really fun and freeing. So I've got experience with addiction, and here's my thoughts on it. There's a reason why we smoke in the first place, there's a reason why we drink in the first place, there's a reason why we take the substance in the first place. But in my experience, it's not the actual substance, the chemical, the drug, the joint, alcohol, and even the shopping, or coffee, or sweets, or food. It's not the actual thing that we're addicted to. In my opinion, what happens is when we're very young, or when we first have that inhalation, or when we first have that, you know, high from shopping, or when we first have that high from drink or drugs or whatever it comes from. Usually, it comes from younger. So obviously, I'd have to be one on one with you to dissect your addiction. And go through that over a period of time, because it's not going to happen in an instant, because the way the mind and body works, we can become aware of these things, but it takes time for it to dissolve, and or it takes time to get momentum in a new direction. So with that being said, there's a rule and a reason as to why we've done it in the first place. Like, sometimes we have to smoke and it just gives us that 5 minutes breaks. You know, there's many different reasons why we could do it. But what I'm going to bring you to now is the awareness that we're not actually in our adult life, we're not actually addicted to the cigarette, we're not actually addicted to the weed, we're not actually addicted to the alcohol, we're not actually addicted to the shopping. We're actually addicted to the feelings that come along with the activities. So for me, and speaking into my experience, it would be, you know, finding and sourcing the weed. There's an addiction to that part. You know, lots of you will relate to different aspects of addiction. You know, finding the thing, getting the thing, feeling guilty about getting the thing, then having the thing, and then feeling beautiful after you had the thing and feeling great for a few hours or the night or the weekend, and then waking up the next morning and feeling shit, feeling like guilty, why did I do that? And then self-beration kicks in, and like self-hatred almost sometimes can kick in, depending on the varying levels of the substance, depending on the actual depletion of the brain chemicals. There's lots of different variables here, but keeping it simple and bringing your awareness to the fact that it's not just the joint, it's the finding the joint, the chase. It's to actually going and getting the thing. Going home feeling, yes, or going home feeling, oh, where do I go back on this? You'll recognize your own patterns. It's probably mixed. Then you have the joint and all your problems potentially go away, or you feel high, right? Sticking with weed. Could be shopping. You feel high after buying the clothes. You feel high after having the caffeine. You feel high after having one sup, two sups, 2 points, whatever it is. You feel elevated. You feel higher. Your frequency has been raised. Okay? Energy, frequency, vibration. So when we start to become aware of these emotions that are actually probably 3 or 4 of them associated with what we thought was just the smoke or just the joint or just the drink or just the clothes shopping, there's actually other emotions involved. And that's what the mind body is actually seeking and craving. Crazy. Why is the mind and body seeking to feel shame, depressed, down, regret, guilt? Literally, we'd have to go into more detail here, but it's just a case of the mind and body seeks familiarity, and these feelings are usually familiar and comfort zones. As crazy as that sounds, that's why I don't call it the comfort zone. I call it the familiar zone. We get familiar, or we get comfortable. Keep it simple. We get comfortable with the feelings that are associated with our everyday living, whatever that may be. Stressful day at work, have the joint at night, we get addicted to that familiarity. The body knows what to expect, it seeks it out and tries to find it. Another thing I'd like to throw in there is, when I initially gave up weed for the first time after a long period of time, I went through a lot of my symptoms of depression kind of started in that year after. And I now understand that what had actually happened was, somewhere in my body, somewhere in my being, it thought that its only source of happiness, or one of its main sources of happiness, i.e. weed, was gone. So it felt, I'm trying to put words in this now, and I'd have to do this on an individual level, which if you want to go further, because I'm putting a lot of different ideas, you'll definitely get something from this. But some of it may not make sense, and just take whatever works and leave the rest. But for me, and that I was going through, like, you know, 12 weeks, 16 weeks, and I'm saying to myself, like, why? Surely the weed's out of my system right now, because I just didn't feel right. And I went on a long journey with all of that. And now looking back 10 years later, 11 years later even, since I gave up weed like that, because I've been back on and off since then. But the first time I gave it up after a long period of time, I didn't realise what was going on in my body at the time. But now I can understand that what my body looked to as one of the main sources of happiness or stress relief or elevation or feeling higher was weed. That was taken away. So that was kind of, without that awareness, I didn't know how to fill that gap, or I didn't know how to put the band-aid back on, or I didn't know how to mend that, or I didn't know how to recalibrate the system at the time. I do now. So I just wanted to put that in there. So we cannot change what we're not aware of. Awareness changes everything, and awareness changes every day. So we're becoming aware of, it's not just the shopping, it's not just the alcohol, it's not just the food, it's not just the drugs. It's actually all the feelings that come along with getting it, having it, and after it. So when we now notice, we bring awareness to the chase, we bring awareness to going to the fridge, we bring awareness to opening up the laptop or the phone to go on to buy shopping. And what we do then is we bring awareness to it, and we bring enthusiasm to it, and we consciously talk about what we're doing, so that it's not autopilot anymore, and we break the addiction to the automatic behaviors. So I'm walking to the fridge and I'm going to eat my emotions right now. I have that uncomfortable feelings are coming up. I'm going to go and I'm going to savor this full block of chocolate. But you don't drink the chocolate like what happens sometimes. We just eat it and then go, fuck, where did that go? And we want more and we feel guilty and all the feels come up. We're bringing our awareness to it. We're bringing enthusiasm to it. Even a bit of play, a bit of joking. And we walk and we break off one piece of chocolate and we look at it and we lick it and we nibble it and we're like, bring full awareness to the activity that can tend to bring you shame or guilt or anxiety or overwhelm after the fact or feeling bad about doing it. Here's another sentence that could change your life. Bad habits are only bad habits when we feel bad about doing them. Bad habits, it's a phrase we use. I'm terrible, I'm a bad boy, I'm a bad girl, I'm being bold. Bad habits are only bad habits when you feel bad about doing them. Bad habits are only bad habits when you feel bad about doing them. So when you bring enthusiasm, when you bring awareness, when you bring conscious presence and enjoyment and even a joke to what you're doing, then you're good. As in, you're breaking the autopilot and you're creating a new one. Going to get momentum with enthusiasm, you're going to get momentum with joy, you're going to get momentum in raising your frequency, which will change what you frequently see, and you will feel differently. So instead of feeling bad or shame or guilt or anything like that, you will be feeling neutral and courageous and optimistic and enthusiastic, and that is a game changer. That's the teaching, that's the game changer. It's an energy game. So you bring awareness to the fact that you're eating, shopping, drinking, smoking. You bring enthusiasm and you describe what's happening in your body as it's happening. Describe the feelings, recognize the autopilots, bring presence to them. In essence, you're breaking them and you're constantly choosing the awareness choice change. And you will feel differently afterwards because you're creating a new neural pathway in the brain. You're creating a new pattern. And then over time, you'll have so much momentum with feeling better about doing things, you'll be able to really easily identify the old trying to rear its ugly head. It's okay to have a biscuit. It's okay to have some drinks. It's okay to have a joint. If you're into that sort of thing, it's how you feel about what you're doing. Another phrase that I coined is, sometimes it's not what you're doing, it's actually what you think about what you're doing. Sometimes it's not what you're actually doing, it's how you're thinking and what you're thinking and what you're saying to yourself about the activity that you're doing. Are you making it bad? Are you making it wrong? Do you want to keep doing it? You can change the dialogue, you can change the narrative, you can change the autopilot over time. Some people say, oh, I'm a smoker. I'm just a smoker. Okay, how many smokes do you have? 40 a day. Okay, how many minutes of smoke? 5? Okay, so 45 minutes is how many? 25 minutes is 100 minutes. So 200 minutes of the day. So approximately 2-3 hours, guessing here, of the day you smoke. So for 20 plus hours of the day, you're a non-smoker. Of 20 smokes a day, 3 minutes a piece. Okay, that's 60 minutes. So for an hour a day, you smoke and you say the words, I am just a smoker. I'm just a drinker. Okay, how often do you drink? Might be every day, might be just on the weekend. But it's the language around these things. Awareness changes everything, and awareness changes every day. It's not going to happen overnight, but we're constantly changing, and we're constantly choosing to change and becoming aware of all of this. It will happen. 1% a day, one choice a day. You will have setbacks, drawbacks. You'll pick up the drink, you'll pick up the phone and shop, you'll pick up the cookie, you'll pick up the thing, and you will just bring awareness to it over and over and over again, to the point that when you're enthusiastic and vibrating in a frequency of joy and happiness and optimism, bliss, enthusiasm, you know, laughter, then whatever's not supposed to be in your life will naturally drop away. So then you don't have to focus on the key piece. You don't have to focus on giving up anything. You need to actually start focusing on actually what you want and what brings you joy and what makes you feel optimistic and enthusiastic, and do more of those things and just continue to get momentum in a new direction energetically. I had a trainer out on this. I freestyled this while I was driving. Let me know how you feel about these thoughts. Let me know if you want to have a conversation one-to-one. The way I work with coaching is I don't charge you until we both know that we want to do this every week or every second week or whatever. So there's no obligation to work with me when you reach out to talk with me. And I'll serve you on the phone the way I would if you paid me. That's how I operate. That's how I work. I'm here to serve. Some people want to be served every week, and we make an agreement on that. Everybody's addicted. Everybody's addicted. I didn't mention this much in this talk, but we get addicted to training. I think we're going to say training instead of talk. But we get addicted to anxiety. We get addicted to overwhelm. We get addicted to stress. We get addicted to all of these feelings because they're no different in a way to the feelings that's attached to the chemical. So if we feel bad about smoking weed and then we stop smoking weed, then the addiction of feeling bad is going to find something else to feel bad about, right? So if we say, so, oh, it's just my anxiety, first of all, you're claiming the anxiety to be yours, like you want to keep it. Language again, and I'm not making you wrong, I'm just bringing awareness to you. So what happens is the body and mind actually starts to get comfortable or familiar with being anxious. Same with stress, same with running on stress and cortisol. The body, every single thought produces a chemical. So if we're producing stressful thoughts and anxious thoughts, then the body and mind just gets used to them, just gets familiar. So the same thing goes, bringing awareness to when this trigger arises. This is kind of going off another avenue here, but I'll just plug it. We can start to become aware of the same things that make us anxious. We can start to become aware of the patterns or ways of thinking and being or the behaviours that make us feel stress. We can bring awareness to them and we can neutralise them. Sometimes it's hard to reverse it in the moment, but it's very easy to prevent it because you're becoming more aware all the time. You can actually see these things at the first thought, at the first feeling or the first sign of stress, at the first sign of anxiety, and that's where we transmute it, that's where we neutralise it, that's where we balance ourselves, and we do all different practices down to balance ourselves. But it all goes back down to emotions are energy in motion. What we think about, we bring about. We are feeling our thinking, we're feeling our thoughts, and this goes into all areas of life, so we're all addicted. It's a strong word. It's another word for patterns or habits. Some people have habits of getting up every morning at 5 a.m. going for a swim and having hugely successful days. Some people have a habit of getting up at 9, 10, 11 in the morning and having hugely stressful days. So we can use this same mechanism to live a more fulfilling and aligned life, because our body doesn't lie in a sense. Something either feels good or it doesn't. And the more we pay attention to this, pay attention, it's a currency. The more we pay attention to this, the more we can get momentum in a new direction of our choice, so that our choices are not so much automatic anymore. All our autopilots are becoming more aware of them. And this work is never over, right? I do this every day. 95% of our thoughts are automatic. So we're always becoming aware of our unconscious thinking and our unconscious ways of being and our unconscious patterns that we picked up from childhood or generations before us. So, you know, the trick is go easy on yourself, become aware, breathe again, one deep sigh, then one in through the nose and out through the mouth, another one in through the nose and out through the mouth, we're getting into our being, we're relaxing, we're calming down, we're feeling and being more grounded. From here we do different things and think differently, and then what we have in our life is different also. Enough for today. Thank you very much for listening. If you've got something finished, you can share it, and I look forward to hearing from you in the future. Have an amazing day. Speak soon.